Welcome to Moving Day 2019. We are here all day talking to freshers, parents and returners.
Welcome to Freshers Feud, asking you what is important about freshers moving in day and what isn't important about freshers moving in day. Today I'm joined by two lovely ladies from Block G and two average people from Block L. If you're going out on a stroll on moving in day, what are some kinds of people you expect to see as you go about?
Crying parents.
Crying mother. 5 points for someone who's not in the round.
What's your name, pal?
Tom.
Tom, how are you feeling on moving in day 2019?
Yeah, pretty excited. Like, good chance to get to know some new people.
You sound excited, Tom.
I am, yeah. Woohoo!
Calm down, Tom.
So, I've asked everybody here to prepare their most embarrassing freshers moment. Do you have an embarrassing story?
I just got a bit excited about going out, ran down the downs and just peed myself.
It's because we were giggling, we were just a bit, we were having a great time, and then yeah. It was just kind of,
I just had no control of the bladder and it just happened.
Didn't you go on the rest of the night out?
Yeah.
Did you change
no.
or?
No.
Oh, you are disgusting.
Do you guys know that this used to be Snottingham? This is a real fact, and I wanted to see if any of the new people knew about it.
How do you feel about the University of Snottingham so far? Are you loving it?
Actually really loving it.
What is your opinion of Snottingham University so far?
I didn't know it was called Snottingham.
So, what do you guys think about Snottingham?
First impressions is it's very green.
What do you think about Snottingham as a city?
Yeah, it's nice. Been to a few places here, like Rev's Bar.
Already? It's like day one.
Hello, it is after 1 p.m. and you are locked into the Halloween special. We've got ghost stories, we've got escape room audio, guest music, real fake Halloween plots. There is just so much. The list goes on and on and on.
We are now joined by six lovely volunteers who are willing to make themselves into toilet roll mummies.
Mip, what happened?
This is art.
Yeah.
Art. We're not doing just like the classic mummy, we're doing a different mummy. This is 2020.
Rafe, what happened?
They're going for future mummy. This is 100% classic mummy, as you would have seen in the film The Mummy.
Ollie and Hannah, this is our neatest one. Have you done this before?
It's my art A level coming in handy, what can I say? We've got some glasses and like a weird toilet roll hoop earring.
We just wanted to go more realistic than, you know, the Halloween-y kind of mummy that I'm sure everyone else has done, but I can't see.
Congratulations, Ross. You are the winner of our Mooch cocktail voucher. You came up with the Halloween-inspired cocktail of Hair of the Three-Legged Dog.
We are now going to play at the Halloween escape room.
The doors change shut with that thing there.
Yeah.
My kills are equal to Ted's.
My kills are equal to Ted's.
Who's Ted? Like Father Ted? You know, the Irish one.
Who's Ted?
Or Edward for short.
Okay. Well, who's Edward?
Welcome to URN's big 40-year anniversary, where we are celebrating the fact that on this very day in 1979, URN was created. We are now going to hear from some of our alumni.
URN didn't just affect my university life, it pretty much was my university life. I mean, my friends were from URN, my girlfriend was from URN. When you think about it, it's probably too much URN.
For any alumni listening, you are listening to the tunes that you used to broadcast yourselves. We are now going to have the 1979 sports headlines. Take it away, Courtney.
England lose by 92 runs at home to the West Indies in the Cricket World Cup.
Hello and welcome to the live Christmas special here on University Radio Nottingham. We are Matt and James and we are broadcasting live from Woolerton.
Welcome to part two of the Christmas special.
We're Hannah and Tom and we'll be with you until three.
Hello and welcome to the Christmas special part three.
We're Catherine and Sarah and we'll be seeing you through until the end of the special.
Now we're just going to go into the kitchen and see how the bakers are getting on with their Yule logs.
You said you baked two chocolate cakes, right?
Yeah.
Did you not sift the flour into those chocolate cakes?
I don't remember. That was ages ago. Makes chocolate cakes anymore. You go to the shops and you buy them.
No, you don't.
That's what people do. What people do. They buy them because they're nicer and it just takes way less time.
Your chocolate cake was clearly terrible then.
Oh no, it's going everywhere. Mum, help me.
Do you want me to scrape this back into the bowl?
It's not sieved, but I don't care, so yeah.
It is sieved. You sieved it, but onto the table.
Oh, that's true, actually. No, you're right. What are we working with here?
I know. Blame the equipment.
Okay, welcome back to the Valentine's Day special. And we are now going to play a game to match some famous couples up. Then we've got one next, which is Adam.
Eve.
Clark Kent.
Lois Lane.
Yep. Johnny Cash.
June. Something. June.
I'll give you that. It's June Carter.
Yeah.
How do you know these things?
Reese Witherspoon played her in the film.
Did, like, just read OK Magazine every week or something? Like,
this is from, like, the 60s.
I don't know.
Welcome to URN's Easter special.
Our first special, live from home during this lockdown.
Cadbury versus Lindt.
Lindt. Lindt isn't just a chocolate to me. Cadbury's is just a chocolate.
I think just on taste, you can't really go past Lindt. I mean, that's kind of the end of the argument. If you argue that, you're just blatantly wrong.
How does it feel to be wrong, Holly?
You know what? I love Lindt, but also, I think a good point to bring up is the fact that a lot of Lindt things aren't gluten-free.
It's so salty because you can't have Lindt.
I really
that's more exclusive. You can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, you know what I mean?
Welcome to the Year in Review special, the final special of the year and your end second special since lockdown began. Let's have a look back at the specials with the hosts themselves.
It's Sam here. I presented the Valentine's Day special with Grayson. One of my first most memorable moments for the special was, what's the word? When you put two people from Stoke in a room, I didn't realise they were basically like Welshmen, and it sort of turned into a mini Stoke special.
Oh my god, guess what?
What?
I am now joined by another Stokey. Let me tell you, we are like leprechauns at Nottingham Uni.
I was in a seminar for creative writing and I was sat by a girl who lives, her nan lives on the street next to me.
We're getting the tissues ready as we prepare to say goodbye to our leavers.
It is the best thing that you will get out of university, in my experience.
I know that I've met a lot of people and they're going to do some really special things. I'm going to miss university. Goodbye. Lots of love. URN's in good hands.